Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are in Minnesota for game one of a three-game set. It's June 8th, 2021. Jake is in the Bronx. He's sitting right next to me. We're going to talk about the game at hand. We have the lineups and the what to watch for and the homer draft and the over-under and the premonitions. You guys know it. I don't know why you asked me to repeat it at the top of every show.
At the victory?
Shit.
So that's probably why.
That's probably why I forgot the pitching path to victory. Damn. All right, from the top. Play it over.
No. BBD, cut the music. Don't celebrate his mistakes.
We were redoing it. Everyone was going to Men in Black the
Yankees
first
part. Lineup's too late for that.
They did.
So that's not on
the lineup's like an hour later than it should have been. Anyway, DJ LeMahieu is leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge is batting second playing right field. Gleyber is in the three hole at short. Giancarlo Stanton DHing after his nice rest. Gio Urshela is at third base. Gary Sanchez catching. Odor at second. Andujar at left. Gardner in center field. So, Clint's on the bench, Gittin's on the bench, Wade's on the bench, Higgy's on the bench. Flip a coin, Clint Andujar. Other than that, probably the best lineup you can get. I don't know. I mean, you could try Gittin's again.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. You could just try Gittin's again at first and no Odor's out of there since you know what you're getting there. Cuts to Odor hitting a bunch of bombs.
Yeah, do it. Prove us wrong. Yeah, I mean, Happ finishes this series as the lefty on Thursday, so Gittins will be there for that. So maybe they're trying him out against Big Mike. He's 1-for-9 against him career, so nothing good there. But, yeah, no, I mean, this is kind of what the Yankees have right now, unless you do funny business with Judge and center, but not today.
Are you surprised, intrigued, mad, happy? Do you have an emotional reaction to Judge batting second, Gleyber batting third, Stan batting fourth?
Not really.
Okay.
I think...
on record, Jake doesn't care.
Stanton is streaky, and he hasn't, since he's been back from the IL, he hasn't looked great. So, you know, put Gleyber in front of him, see what happens, see if that sparks him, see if that sparks Gleyber. So, we'll see. I mean, I'm fine with this lineup.
Okay. Do you have a what to watch for?
Oh, man. Big Mike on the bump today. So an ex-Yankee great.
He's a two-pitch pitcher this season, which you know I like, to righties. Three-pitch pitcher to lefties.
I'll be on DJ.
You're on DJ watch?
Yeah, man. I mean,
okay.
People kind of opened my eyes a little bit when they were tweeting at me after the last Boston game. 253 batting average, a 335 on base, a 656 OPS. Like, if other Yankees were doing their job, so I've talked about the smell of other Yankees covering each other's smell. DJ's kind of gotten a little bit of the benefit of that smell, because if other guys were hitting, would he still be in the leadoff spot?
Can you do that? Ooh, that smell.
We don't have that on the sound.
Oh, snap. Button. That was lit.
Close enough.
Can you smell that smell?
Hell no!
321 slugging. It's our leadoff hitter.
Yeah, no, it's not good.
And we just talked about it on the Talking Yanks Ep today. Katie Sharp, Mike Petriello. We had smart people on that also mentioned some of DJ's problems. Like, if DJ doesn't snap into it soon, you kind of got to shake it up.
The moment he's out of the leadoff spot is a moment.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, they did it. So what about this? DJ is playing this series for the leadoff spot.
I mean, it's my what to watch for. So if you have a what to watch for of your own.
You kind of served the platter.
Yeah.
And then I brought out my own special dipping sauce and was like, I don't care what you do. Yeah, and I'm everyone's like,
that's dipping sauce for dumplings. This is seafood.
I think you could probably use the same thing on
No,
both.
You can't.
Yeah, I think you could. You what sauce were you picturing that I had?
I could, but I'm gross.
I think you could.
I had a crab dip. And then you came in with like...
You were serving me dip.
You came in with sauce.
So you're saying that your take was crab dip?
It's an appetizer. The series is just starting. Wake up.
Okay, so my main
meal... You're having a bad
day. DJ's playing for leadoff spot. This series. He'll get it all three
Nobody's
games.
Nobody's talking about
Yeah, no, that's my what to watch for.
You need a what to watch for.
I'm not watching Odor. Okay. I guess we'll watch Andujar and left, but that's a season-long thing. I guess, Stan, what happens? Okay. If he hits a home run and he has to jog all four bases, is he off the next 2 days? Because now he needs 3 days of stacked rest?
Will he make it around?
I think he's going to come out swinging. That's stupid. He's always swinging really hard. Ooh. But, like...
Hot take.
He can't enjoy the way he's being handled.
Yeah.
Like, every player we've talked to about it, like, what is this? Every player's like, there's no way he wants to sit this much.
Yeah.
There's no way. So, I hope he comes out with a vengeance or something. I have no idea.
Can I give you a what to watch for so you have one?
Everyone guess hitting. All the righties guess hitting. Since Pineda throws two pitches to righties, they're all going to be just trying to sit fastball, and they might look real dumb on some sliders. But if they catch a fastball, it might be great.
Can I give you a what to watch for so you have one?
I have one.
So you can bring a dip to my dip party?
My main what to watch for is that DJ's playing for leadoff spot the rest of the way.
Last time we played in Minnesota.
Yeah, crazy game.
Crazy game. But, Jim, what was happening that whole series?
Home runs.
It was ridiculous.
It was paper toss.
It felt like there was a jet stream. So interested to see if that's involved at all. Both of these teams have been struggling. The Twins have been struggling more than the Yankees. Said it last series. If the Red Sox lost to the Yankees after losing to the Astros, Red Sox Nation would have been a mess. We said if the Yankees lost to the Red Sox after the Tiger series and just bad brand of baseball, the Yankees would have been a mess. They are. Twins and Yankees, similar mess boats right now. The winner of this series survives and hopes to spark their season. The loser. You think the Yankee stuff is loud now? If Hap, Pineda, and the sad Twins beat up on the Yankees, holy cow.
I actually don't think it will get louder. I think it will get quieter in a sense that so many people will walk away. Like, you will just lose care out of a great deal of fans. Like, you know what? This is legitimately not worth my time. And some of the loud people will walk away if they get, like, swept or they look real bad against the
Twins.
I
know what you're saying. It's kind of a loss of hope. I do think it'll be louder. I think people are going to want an actual head to be fired or something like that.
Yeah, so. I mean, in the media, in, like, you know, The Athletic, and then we had Petriello on for MLB.com, like, that Boston series got mighty loud.
And I think it can get a lot louder.
Yeah. I don't disagree, but I think, you know, you might just see people bow out.
I don't think so.
The Twins
have
some people that are hitting well in the last 7 days.
Twins are jerks. Their lineup is still somehow not out. So we just have guesses at who's playing.
The Yankees have...
I put the just the lineup of whatever the last time they faced a left-handed starter was.
BDB,
and that was my
BDB
guess.
BDB put their last lefty lineup out.
That was his guess.
Yeah. Educated guess.
Yeah. Donaldson batting second. I didn't mean to not put a question mark there, but also that's what they do with him. So I was happy with Lee.
How the fuck is Brett Gardner's OPS in the last 7 days 875?
Brett Gardner, he had one good game.
Two hits, a double and a homer, and four walks.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, look out for Kyle Garlick on the Twins.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's got 200 batting average in his last six games.
You want me to watch out for that?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Slugging 600 when he gets a hold of one, it's a home run.
Some big righties for the Twins. I guess watch out to see if Monty's got the change working today because that's more effective. But, I mean, Donaldson, Nelson Cruz, Miguel Sano.
Sano's clipped Monty for a homer before. No Yankee. This lineup has 30 plate appearances. This Yankees lineup has 30 plate appearances against Michael Pineda in their career, not including the postseason, and they have zero extra base hits against him in those 30 plate appearances. So there's your small sample size fun of the day.
Huge.
Yes. Not good. Not good, Jake.
Jim, can
you... Do you want to redo your what to watch for? A lot of people in the chat are saying, like, can Jake redo it?
We're waiting for your what to watch for.
DJ LeMahieu is playing for leadoff spot in the Philadelphia series.
You're going to the Philly series.
He gets these three games in Minnesota.
Holy cow, we're doing this game.
Well, this is the first one. It's going to be tough to come back if he doesn't get a hit or a walk. He needs a hit and a walk. DJ needs to get on base twice.
Okay, and we need your what to watch for when DJ's doing that.
My what to watch for Stanton. be careful hitting a home run. That would be too much running.
Can I ask you the pitching path to victory?
If Stanton's a home run, he better be slowest jog recorded.
Twins lineup.
Kyle Garlick leadoff right field.
Watch out for him.
Josh Donaldson, two hold. He's DHing tonight. Jorge Polanco's at second, batting third. Miguel Sano, cleanup. First base, Ryan Jeffers catching, batting fifth. Trevor Larnach took Trevor Plouffe's number, I believe.
Did you say first base, Ryan Jeffers catching?
First base, Sano, Ryan Jeffers catching in the fifth hole. Trevor Larnach is sixth in left field. Rob Refsnyder in center field, batting seventh. Astudillo, third base, eighth. Anderson Simmons, shortstop, nine hole. No Nelson Cruz.
So no Nelly, but they do get Refsnyder.
Refsnyder's playing center field?
Yeah. He ran into the wall.
I know, he came up as a second baseman.
Twins are
hurting, same.
In a similar boat.
Oh, I have a what to watch for, dude. Oh. Pineda, when he walks around the mound, it was born with the wrong size legs. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Good entertainment.
And then my other what to watch for is...
Fully rested bullpen.
Well, don't get ahead of ourselves.
And I mean, ideally, you're looking Monty. Do we want a redemption Chad game? Would you rather go Chad or Johnny today if you only had to go one?
You've moved on to the pitching path of victory?
We've been moved on.
You didn't announce it.
Because we had your what to watch for as Kyle Garlick.
No.
Yes.
I was just telling just you that. I Googled pitching path to victory instead of bullpen usage. And unfortunately, pitching path to victory doesn't come up, which you would think it would come up to our pregame show.
Everyone's rested.
Yeah, so then just go Chad, Laza, and Chappie. Throw Wandy out there, the greasers.
If you only got to go, let's say Monty has a great day, goes seven, and the eighth inning is up, would you rather go Chad or Johnny?
That's a good question.
Thank you.
So I'd always say Chad, but Laza's been so good, and Chad's coming. You got to go Chad. You got to get him back out there.
You want the redemption.
That's a confidence killer if you have a bad outing and then now you lose your spot the next game.
Right.
It's too early in the season for that. You got to go Chad.
Okay.
Yeah, got to go Chad. Chad, so you have Monty going seven strong?
I was posing a question because it is the, do you want to get him back out there after a bad appearance?
Yeah.
Or would you rather, like, get a win. The Yanks need a win pretty badly. So would you rather throw Johnny Els out there?
I still trust Chad to get the job done. So sure. I'd go Chad.
I've got a question.
Yes.
I'm wondering if we missed it or if I just missed it. Okay.
All right. Oh, Jake's got it. Working on it. Smiling. Cracking a baby smile.
I was thinking about... It already happened.
My what to watch for?
Yes.
Yeah, DJ and the
Chad
whole.
Green's birthday.
It happened?
Yes. May 24th. So a couple weeks back. We probably celebrated it.
May 24th? That's a while ago.
It's a while ago.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
And it's not just his birthday. He's a twin. It's their birthday.
You don't talk about his twin.
What's his? It's something like Chad.
Chad 2?
No, Chase.
Chase and Chad. Okay. You want some Wandy today? Did I hear that?
Just for the greaser stuff. No, okay. I'd like Monty to go pretty deep. Chase. Did I guess that?
Chad and Chase, yeah.
He was a shortstop in college.
Green twins.
The Green twins.
It's funny.
Brothers Green.
I like Green twins better.
What about if the twin and green, like Green twins?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
Congrats to Jake for winning the series. Last series, he got a homer from Judge. The overall score now, I am at 14. Jake's at 10. I have won 5 series. Jake has won 4.
Spotted you April. Told you I was coming for that ass.
Yeah, but now it's June.
Yeah.
So you're done.
No.
I spotted you one win in June. I get to go first. I'm going to choose Judge.
Huge. It's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm going to take Judge with my first pick because he hits the most home runs and is one of the only competent players on the team.
Ah. Very clever.
And who knows if he's going to keep playing.
Very clever.
Take Stanton, you won't.
You be quiet.
Take Stanton, dude, you won't.
I am going to go with Gary Sanchez.
Okay.
With my first pick. He's caught Big Mike.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows what's coming. So he's going to hit a homer. And I will pair Gary Sanchez up with Giancarlo Stanton. Not that I believe in him. I just couldn't let you have Judge and Stanton. Sometimes the best offense is a good defense.
Yeah. Some would say I bullied you into that pick.
No.
Yeah. I wasn't going to take him if you didn't take him.
I think you were going to.
No.
You're lying through your teeth right now. Yeah.
You don't
That's
know.
That's a lie through your teeth.
You have no idea.
Jim, the Yankees have been so bad this year that if you have the chance to take Judge and Stanton. I didn't take DJ LeMahieu because my genuine thought process was I don't think he can hit a home run out of the Twin Stadium right now. With their dimensions.
What are their dimensions?
330, 340, 380.
Don't they have the big wall?
380, there's a wall.
All right, hold on. I'm at factsabouttargetfield.com.
Ooh, good website.
399 to left, 377 also to left, the power alley. 404 to dead center, 367. The power alley was right field was the wind tunnel last year, 2 years ago, right? All right, Odor.
Wow.
That's what you call a bad pick.
Come on.
Should I redo it?
Sometimes Rugi hits homers.
Yeah.
Well, then he either does that or nothing.
I'm changing my pick to Andujar.
Okay.
Now, if Odor does homer, I get kind of mental credit.
No.
Yeah, people will tweet at me and say, you shouldn't have changed your pick, dude. You had it right with Odor.
That's... opposite of mental credit.
Well, you get
you lose points.
Yeah, but some people are like, you had it right with Odor. You shouldn't have.
You blew it. You're an idiot.
No, because you didn't choose Odor either.
Fool.
And you could have.
I don't want him.
So now if he homers, you're an idiot as well.
No.
We both didn't choose him.
Both my guys hit 2 homers.
But you don't get the benefit of if he does homer, people will say, you were almost right.
Why would I want one homer when my guys hit 2 homers?
No, but if Odor homers, you would get 0 credit, and I would get a little bit of credit because I thought about taking him, and you didn't.
If you don't give a what to watch for, we can't move on with this show.
Oh, shit, dude. I think that if DJ doesn't have a good series, he might not be leadoff in Philly.
What do you think the over-under is for this game?
9.5. Pineda got blowed up last time. The Twins can kind of hit. Didn't we already do it? Didn't I already pull
yeah,
it up?
Yeah, we kind of looked at it earlier. I don't know. Is Pineda still having an okay year? 3-4?
Well,
Monty's looked good of late.
2-8. Pineda was 2-8 before his last start. Orioles got him.
Good.
DraftKings has the over-under at 9.5.
I'm going under.
You're going under?
Yeah.
Well,
Monty's been pretty
55%
good.
55% of the people that have bet on DraftKings Sportsbook have gone under. Mm. But 57% of the money is on the over. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go over.
Okay.
Twins bullpen sucks, right?
It was.
And the Yankees bullpen... So I think whatever team's losing gets lost.
Okay.
Because both bullpens are bad, both back end of the bullpens are bad.
Losing team's going to give up like
losing
seven
teams
today.
Losing team will give up a lot of runs in the 6th through 9th.
Your over's locked cuz I have an argument to dissuade that, but
not locked. I'll hear out your argument.
Okay, I don't want to say it now.
Puts me in a bind.
Yeah.
And all the people listening.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to lock it because you might sway me.
And we're tied right now.
Does fingers cross count?
Definitely not.
Okay. Kind of at a stalemate.
Both teams are in a funk.
Yeah. Well, the Twins are just bad.
Seasons
and
at
they're
a
both
tough
just
point.
Bad right now.
Twins think they still have a shot this year.
Do you think so?
I don't, but the team does.
Okay.
If this is a low-scoring game, you could see both teams go good bullpen trying to salvage a win. Like, if this is a 3-1 game, I think the Yankees or Twins could still use decent guys out of their bullpen.
Being down 2?
Yeah.
Do the Twins have anyone decent in their bullpen? Don't they all? Isn't Let's that see. The worst part of their team?
They have... Hansel, he's so hot right now. Robles.
They have a guy named Hansel?
Yeah.
And they have a German on their team?
Yeah. Robles having a good year. Taylor Rogers, who was their closer at one point, he's having a pretty good year.
Also has a brother.
Just so they
like
got
Chad.
Two guys. It looks like Jess Colomé bad. Full bad.
Really? What about Sean Anderson?
Not on the team right now.
Okay. I'm going to choose the over.
Okay. Didn't persuade you.
Yeah. No.
Good.
We're both 25 and 30 in the over-under? Yeah. And I've been doing so bad lately?
Yeah.
Man, you must stink.
Well, you were peacocking pretty hard at one point.
Well, 20...
I'm
going to
stop betting on the over-under every day.
Listen.
With all the money.
2020, 2019 and 2020 combined, I would have won money. Had
nice,
I been putting
dude.
The bets down. I didn't know the Yankees stink.
Forget about the VIG.
No, I don't have a VIG.
It's huge.
Yeah. Any premonitions?
Premonitions for this game. We're in Minnesota. All the Yankees coaches kind of got tossed last game. Let's see. Guardy's out there.
Oh, I'm reading the chat now. They're all over you.
How about...
This guy says you look like peanut butter.
I have the... chat here as well. Tyler Wade does something good in this game.
Wow. Now, are you counting even just like celebrating really well in the dugout?
No.
In the playing field.
I have something in that happens in the baseball
between
game.
The lines.
Either a catch like he defensively replaces Andujar or he pinch runs for someone. Tyler Wade has an impact on this game.
Wow, I didn't see that one coming at all.
What do you see? Do you have a premonition?
I think Sano and Gary share a laugh at first base or at third base. What's Sano playing first or third?
First, I think.
First, yeah, I think they share a laugh.
So Gary gets to first, him and Miguel Sano.
Yeah. When they were both 16, they were the international free agent number one and number two. The Yankees had to... decide who they wanted, Sano or Gary.
Gary.
And they both got big paydays. So they kind of know each other from all those showcases from ages 10 to 16, hanging out, playing ball. So if they get who, I don't think it happens in the batter's box when Sano comes up.
No.
I think it happens at first base when Gary gets the first. Just a nice laugh. In a moment that maybe shouldn't be having a laugh. You know, maybe the next player up takes a ball to the face. And then they cut to Gary and Sano just cackling.
Jeez.
And everyone's like, what is this? And they say, oh, actually, they know each other when they were 16. It's okay. And they're like, no, it's not. The guy's hurt. And they're just standing there laughing.
It's kind of dark.
Oh, its premonitions are dark.
All right.
Otherwise, it would just be like a vision. All right, that's the show. You want to go to the chat for any questions?
Kind of any premonition is dark.
Yeah.
Like Tyler Wade, although I have him doing something good from the Twins' perspective, that's bad.
Tons of perspectives for everything. I swear. There's a lot of different sides to things. Even paper, you wouldn't guess it, has six.
BBD, any thoughts?
Oh, I like your Homer draft pick better because it didn't ask.
Wow.
Jeez. Are you counting the doors? One for me?
No, because, the joke part, because I don't think Stanton plays all three games, so you don't have that many to work with.
I'm using him up.
Yeah. Opportunity cost or something.
Don't go business, BBD, on me.
How about Cole, man? Did he think they weren't going to ask?
I think he wanted to. He thought this would be getting involved. And he was.
I got an idea for a huge, fun, viral video.
Okay.
Ready? Jake, have you ever worn yellow shorts, black hat, and... Oh, I got started over.
Okay. Thanks for tuning into the pregame
Jake,
show.
Have you ever worn yellow shorts, a black shirt, and a white hat?
No. That's a viral video.
That's the Cole press conference. You were supposed to say, I don't know how to answer that, but I guess you didn't study your lines.
There was no practice.
Kyle was playing it on repeat.
End the show, BBD.
BBD, end the show. It's been over.
We got to get out of here. Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.